Thank you for contacting the customer service. My name is T. How can I help you?
Hi there. My name is Bill, and you guys have charged my card a few days ago. I had followed a link on something through Facebook for a $2 authorization, and somehow it got to your company, and you guys charged my account $59.89. Can you look into this and cancel this? Because I received no services from you guys, and I did not authorize any charge for almost $60.
Yes, sir. Hold for one moment. Okay. Could you tell me what the zip code is?
37885.
All right. And what would that name be again?
It's under Bill Bailey, B-I-L-L, last name B-A-I-L-E-Y. It might be under Billy.
All right, Mr. Bailey, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
919 Smoky Branch Road, Bonnor, Tennessee, 37885.
All right, Mr. Bailey, hold for one moment. So what it seems like we have you down for, you said you entered the contest, is that correct?
I've opened this dispute with my credit card company, yes, but they've advised me to call you just to see if you guys will resolve the issue. But they're going to back me anyway because I was unaware that this was coming from you guys. I don't know how it went from $2 to $60, but in the event, I've never rendered any services from your company, and I'm not interested in any product.
Yes, sir. So you said you already have started a dispute with your credit card company. Is that correct?
I have, yes.
All right, so what I can tell you is that with the contract, you entered a contest for your Craftsman Toolbox, which automatically enrolled you in our meal planning app, which showed you how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings. We wouldn't be able to do anything without your credit card company on the bill on the phone to know that you dropped the dispute, sir.
Okay, so what are you saying? If there's not a dispute through the credit card company, you guys would release the charges, but you're not willing to do that since there's a dispute open?
No, sir. We're saying we won't be able to while there is a dispute open, sir.
You won't be able to do what?
Issue a refund or do anything of that matter.
You're not going to issue a refund. Well, I haven't received any services from you. This is a misrepresentation. If I agree to a $2 authorization on my card and you charge me $60.
Could you repeat that, sir?
You just stated that I entered a promotion for a $2 Craftsman Toolbox, which is, yes, that's what I agreed to. I didn't agree to anything for a meal plan. So how can you charge me $60 on something that you just said that I enrolled in a $2 Craftsman? I didn't give you the permission to authorize my card for $60.
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions, it mentions that you will be automatically enrolled in the meal planning app. And I do apologize for the mishap, sir, but we will not be able to do anything with the account until we are able to know that the dispute has been dropped.
Okay, so... if the dispute is dropped, you guys are willing to release the charges. Just tell me what actions I need to take to get the credit of $59.89.
Yes, sir. All you would need to do is just call back with your bank on the line, and Angel and an agent will be able to handle the charge as long as we know that we won't, as long as we have the information that the dispute has been dropped, sir.
All right, I will be in contact. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.